It's Weekend with Wiser. I hope that you are enjoying the last couple days before hurricane season officially starts. But boy, do we need that rain, and oh, do we love a little thunder and rain at the evening. So, you know, it's steamy and hot, and that doesn't mean that you should stay inside, but there are so many things going on inside. Let's get right down to it. American Stage is going to be staging The Hot Wing King. That starts on June 3rd through the 28th. Down in Sarasota, definitely worth a drive, is the Acela Repertory Theater, well known for their incredible stagings. Lady Disdain is June 6th through the 27th. And over at Biltmeyer Capital Theater, June 5th is Stuart Copeland. The 11th is Steve Earle. And the 13th is Voyage, celebrating the music of Journey. Go over this weekend. Over to Clearwater on the 31st with Dwayne Betts and Palmetto Motel. Katherine Hickman Theater is doing so many things. They're going to have, if you missed Eleanor Owen bringing the music of Edith Piaf to life, she was amazing. There's an art reception on June 6th. And on June 11th through the 21st, the Gulfport Community Players bring us The End of the Rainbow, The Sad Story of Judy Garland. Central Park Performing Arts Center, Prismatic, an exploration of color and pride. Also going on in June is Pride Month all over Tampa Bay, Pinellas County, downtown St. Pete. We'll have more about that next week. Early Bird Dinner Theater continues through June 7th. Becky's New Car by Stephen Dietz. And Save the Day for Pavas at the St. Pete Coliseum Cool Art Show. That's 37th annual at the St. Pete Coliseum, July 18th and 19th. I hope you get down to the Kerouac House this weekend and join Tiffany Rosano for an amazing adventure with vendors and all kinds of bookie and band book things. Over at Mastery's, they're doing an incredible car show with some pinup photography. I hope to get there myself. Pinellas Art Walks continues on 4th Saturday from 4 to 8. That's on the Pinellas Arts Village Walk. A lot of fun. And 4th Sunday at the Lelman Farmers Market from 10 to 2 is a lot of fun. A lot of the markets are gone when it gets really hot, but I can tell you that the Sunday market at the St. Pete High School continues on. And also at Pinellas Farmers and Flea Bazaar, Wind Derby on Gandy Boulevard, 7 to 1, Saturday and Sunday. And First Fridays, of course, we're going to have them at downtown Gulfport in the Seminole City Center. Last Friday will be ending after this week, 6 to 9, at the Johns Pass Boardwalk. And of course, we have the Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill has been continuing on their concerts. June 5th is Quiet Riot and Vixen. Floridian Social Sundays with the crew is always fun. Also, Simon Lasky and his New York crew will be performing at the Palladium. The Palladium also has St. Pete Opera and so many different things. We're going to be interviewing Eden Brent. She's coming up June 18th and so much more. Catch our friend David Downing at the Greenlight Cinema on June 5th. Janice Live, you know, there's just so much music going on. I know our correspondent from Eckerd College, now graduated, will continue reporting on that. But on June 2nd, it's Dance, Game, and Dance. June 5th is Rolling Together Review. June 11th is K-Bong and Johnny Cosmic. June 12th is Landon McNamara. And Fortunate Youth is June 13th. I want you all to go to June Bunch's Facebook page and see all the wonderful places that she's playing, and also Grego Anderson. Over at the Mid-Florida Credit Union, so much fun stuff going on. The 31st this weekend, 531, the Black Crows and Whiskey Myers. Kid Rock, it was 530, so that's this weekend as well. Hank Williams Jr. is June 5th. Evanescence with Spirit Box and Nova Twins is June 12th. And Kaylee Yukis with Mariah the Scientist is June 13th. Over in Clearwater, the Music for Life Living Arts Center, on June 12th is Dan Rodriguez, June 13th, Tony Luca, and June 14th is Bunko. And of course, Monday nights, you must go to the Hangar and hear the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association with Dwight. It's always a great time. And also on Monday is the Tomcats over at CJ's Backstage. So many things going on there as well. Check out the Greenlight Lounge. They have comedy with Kat Lim on Saturday night this weekend, but so many things going on, music, comedy, and more. And then, of course, Greenlight Cinema is an excellent indie, and the only indie, now a nonprofit arm, is on that as well. So you do want to go over there and have a really good time watching all the different things. So the Red, White, and Blue, America 250, Rhapsody in Blue, the Florida Orchestra, is going to be going on this summer. That is going to be, I'm sorry, excuse me, that's already happened on May 23rd. The thing that's happening on June 6th with the Florida Orchestra is Sounds by the Bay doing some John Williams and also classic American music. The Gulfport Stars and Stripes and Swing, June 20th, is going to be going on, and that's a lot of fun. We are part of that as well, and we love to hear Lori Loist, who you've heard on Radio St. Pete, and it'll be at the Maria Center, also Heritage Village's Big Bash, July 11th. So much fun. North End Tap House, always a good time. So many people. Music Nightly, Open Jam. Some Mondays, look for Grego Anderson, Marianne the Professor, Hot Tonic, Sean Hopper. Tap House Tuesday Tribe with Roxanne and others. Also Alejandra Arenas and Alexis Cole. You have been finding them at Pia's Trattoria. Pia's Trattoria has some incredibly fun music. So too, please stop in there and see what's going on. But there's more. The Pinellas Park Performing Arts Center is a tribute to Dolly Parton starring Karen Hester on the 13th. Raymond James Stadium just had Post Malone with Jelly Roll on the 29th. And they're going to be showcasing Chris Stapleton, the one and only country star, on the 13th. Riverwalk Tampa has a whole bunch of stuff going on. I've got a lot of that in the Let's Go guide. Continuing on with Ruth Eckert Hall. Oh my God, this weekend, 5:30, Clearwater Smooth Jazz Jam. Yes, it is just an annual event for those of us who love smooth jazz. On June 5th, Lucy Darling in Viva will be there. They're also doing some summer classics as well. Over at Skipper's Smokehouse, our friends at WMNF will be presenting Big Sandy and his Fly Right Boys on the 13th. And speaking of things happening, we hope that you will, their tickets are selling out for the Mad Beach band at, the Palladium. It is our annual summer fundraiser, and that is on Tuesday, the 16th on Tuesday. On Sunday, the 14th, 15th, and 16th, J. Kolb has a music extravaganza live from Thrive DTSB Studio. It's going to be incredible. I have the list in the What's Happening on the RadioSt.Pete.com website. So let's move over to Stageworks Theater over in Tampa. On June 5th through the 28th, I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change. Well, that's what people say to me all the time. I'm not changing nothing. St. Petersburg City Theater on June 5th has the Pride Cabaret as we kick off Pride Month. Of course, the parade and all of that will be coming up. The Strass Center for the Performing Arts is a Lollapalooza of fun. We've got June 6th, the Aladdin Kids. June 7th, Florida Orchestra Defying Gravity. Veteran Civilian Arts Ensemble Showcase on June 7th. Beetlejuice, don't say it three times, he'll be here. June 9th through the 14th, and really one of my favorite musicals, Come From Away, that is June 11th through the 28th, yes, at the Strauss Center for Performing Arts. Of course, you know, all of the places downtown, Tampa Theater has Sunshine State, that's a free thing, Tarpon Springs Cultural Center, Tarpon Springs Performing Arts Center, is showcasing the Boss Project, a Bruce Springsteen tribute on June 13th. The Bay Care Sound continues that wonderful concert for free with the Florida Orchestra will be there. The Beach Theater is another fun place to go and get inside and enjoy both a disco diva, tributes to disco, and so many other things. And of course, music continues at the Mahaffey Theater this summer. On June 5th is the A&G Dance Academy 14th annual recital. And June 5th through 14th is St. Pete Opera's Puccini's La Boheme. This Florida Orchestra has just announced their new season, and we will have that information on both the What's Happening, on the Let's Go guide, which you can find on What's Happening channel on RadioSt.Pete.com. The studio at 620, June 11th through 21, is Passing Strange, and on May 30th, tonight, Blooming in Black, which is part of the Juneteenth celebration. The Deuces also has a celebration. The Tampa Museum of Art has a celebration, and of course, the Carter Woodson Museum is having a party at the St. Pete Coliseum. So this is all going on for Juneteenth, as we also celebrate Black musicians during this month. Down in Sarasota, the Van Weasel Performing Arts Hall is doing their technical theater camp on the 15th and 8th of June. Lots of fun camps around the Morian Arts Center, other theater places, all doing camps for kids. And it's just so much fun to introduce your children. You can take them to the Children's Museum in Tampa. You can take them to Great Explorations. There's a lot of things going on around town. Continuing on with Weekend with Wiser, West Coast Players in Clearwater, June 5th through the 21st is the Lone Star Laundry in Bourbon. The West Coast Black Theater Troupe in Sarasota is the Joanna Ford's Heart Wide Open. And of course, Zubrick Magic Theater continues with just the most amazing feats and performances. Florida Holocaust Museum through September 26th has I Say the World Should See Them, 80 Years Since Liberation. Florida Museum of Photographic Arts in Ybor City through the 14th is All Tampa, and through the 19th is Cigars. I just found out that Creative Pinellas, along with Heritage Village, is going to be doing a pie Pinellas Airport exhibit on citrus labels. And that's going to be a really fun exhibit. I love that Pi and Creative Pinellas are hosting art for when you land and explore that our city and our county is where arts lives. Imagine Museum, all kinds of fun things going on every night, as is at the James Museum. Museum of American Arts and Crafts Movement is June 10th. The Process Artesian Demo Series, Metalsmithing. Museum of Fine Arts has new exhibits coming in. The Dalí has new exhibits coming in, and so much more. The St. Petersburg Museum of History is got Todd Wiseman speaking on June 11th, The Land Remembered, and a new moonshine tour in conjunction with St. Pete Distillery. We'll have more about that in Rui's wonderful, historically, St. Pete. The Dalí Museum, of course, is got the Dalí Dozen, the 10-year anniversary on June 5th, the Junior Docent Art Camp, June 1 through 5, and on 10th, Edible Surrealism, a Dalí-inspired culinary competition and showing Dalí in America. Through September 7th, Wolves Photography by Ronan Donovan is at the James Museum of Western Art and Wildlife. So getting to Pride Month, Pride kickoff weekend, is this weekend, May 30th, pickleball tournament and beach party. Sunday, May 31st, Sunday or a drag brunch. June 7th, family day. June 25th, Transtastic. June 11th, Stonewall reception. Saturday, June 13th, lipstick masquerade. Friday, June 19th, Shades of Pride. Friday, June 26th, concert and night market. June 27th is the festival, Trans Month and Parade. And June 28th, the street fair on Central. Here Comes the Sun is the theme for St. Pete Pride. So let's help open our arms to that. Finally, at the Lipa Ratner Museum of Art, I want to mention that Leonard Baskin, Leaders of the Constitution for America 250, is running through September 3rd. And at the Morian Center for Clay, Nina Samuels is the catch of the day. So for Weekend with Wiser, I'm your host, Nanette Wiser. Get out there, play, and have fun.